Sunday, which is celebrated by the Christian church through the years as a day of worship because it was the day of the resurrection.
Sithanda ukunibingelela sinamukele nonke namhlanje kulolu suku lwangesonto usuku olugujwa emhlabeni wonke jikelele amaKristu njengosuku lwenkosi ngoba usuku lokudumisa lapho inkosi eyavuka khona kade ivuke ekufeni.
The resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Ukuvuka kwenkosi yethu umsindisi wethu uJesu Kristu.
But friends, if there was not a crucifixion, there would not have been a resurrection.
Bahlobo uma uJesu kuba kazange abethelwe ngabe akazange futhi avuke.
So we are going to celebrate everything next weekend, which will be Easter weekend.
Kodwa ke umgubho omkhulu wosuku lwama Easter okuyiphasika sizogubha ke ngesonto esiya kulona elizayo.
On Friday, which is known as Good Friday, where the Lord was crucified, we'll have our first service.
Inkonzo yethu yokuqala izoba ngosuku lwangolwesihlanu lapho kuzoqala khona iPhasika, okuwusuku lapho inkosi yethu yabethelwa khona.
And everybody is invited to join us here.
Ngakho ke wonke umuntu umenyiwe ukuba azohlanganyela kanye nathi khona la e-auditorium.
Usually the first official service is on Friday evening, but very often there are quite a lot of people already in the morning and in the afternoon, so we may have services then as well.
Ngokujwayelekile inkonzo yokuqala iye ibe ngolwesihlanu ebusuku, kodwa ke ngenxa ukuthi abantu abaningi basuke sebefikile, kungenzeka sibe nayo inkonzo mhlawumbe ekuseni noma emini.
And then Saturday we'll have two or three services.
Bese kuthi ngosuku la ngomgqibelo sibe mhlawumbe neinkonzo ezimbili noma ezintathu.
And Sunday, as I've just explained, we'll have the last service to commemorate the resurrection of our Lord.
Bese kuthi ngosuku la ngesonto njengoba sengichazile sizoba nenkonzo eyisikhumbuzo yosuku lwenkosi yethu usuku eyavuka ngalo.
So you're all welcome to join us here at Kwasi Sabantu, otherwise listen over the radio Kwezi or else the live stream.
Ngakho ke uyamenywa ukuthi nawe ungeze uzohlanganyela kanye nathi khona la emishini Kwasi Sabantu, noma uyidonsa inkonzo ngamagaga somoya ulalela emsakazweni, noma uyithamele bukhoma nge live streaming.
And to the people here at Kwasi Sabantu Mission, I would like to welcome you who braved the rain and the cold to come to the service.
Bese ke ngithanda ukwamukela laba abakhona la emishini kwasiza abantu ababe nesibindi noma isimo sezulu singesihle kunemvula kodwa bakhetha ukuthi beze enkonzweni bazohlanganyela kanye nathi.
Let's just pray together.
Asithandazeni.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful day.
Baba wethu sezulwini siyakubonga ngalolu suku oluyisimanga.
A day that Christians in the past have had to celebrate in secret, in catacombs, in graves, in the Roman period, and all kinds of other places.
Sikubonga Nkosi ngalolu suku olubalulekile lapho amaKristu amaningi emandulo ayeligubha lolu suku kodwa efihla ecasha emgedeni ecasha emhumeni ngesikhathi sombuso wamaRoma.
Thank you, Lord, and we do not want to forget to thank you that we can celebrate it in the open without any fear.
Siyathanda futhi Nkosi ukukubonga ngokusenzela ithuba lokuba sikwazi ukuligubha lolu suku ngokungesabi sibe nje ezidlangalaleni sikhonze ngokukhululeka.
We pray that you will bless your children who will be sharing your word with us.
Siyakhuleka Nkosi ukuba ubusise umntwana wakho ozosicobelela ngezwi lakho.
And that you will breathe life into our souls through the messages.
Ukuba Nkosi wena uphefumulela ukuphila emphefumulweni wethu ngawo umbiko osothola ezwini lakho.
We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Loku sicela egameni lenkosi yethu Jesu.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, friends, the program would be, well, let me see, would have been, the choir would have sung. After that, we will ask Mrs. Hlongwane to come and repeat the testimony of her mother, the last days of her mother before she passed away. She was buried yesterday.
Uhlelo-ke lumi ngalendlela ukuthi emveni kokucula kwekwaya sizocela umama uHlongwane eze ngaphambili asicobelele ngobufakazi bukamama wakhe ngakho konke okwenzekile esaphile engakadluli emhlabeni njengalokhu asicobelela ngosuku langolwesihlanu.
Then after that Bob Dube will be taking the rest of the service.
Emveni kwakho konke sizoshiyela kubaba uNzwakele okuyena ozosikhonza ngezwi.
I'm not going to get up again after I've sat down. But there is a surprise.
And that is,
there is no choir today. So you and I are going to be the choir. So I thought we can all stand up and sing the old rugged cross. We have that on the system, do we? Can we ask those who lead us in the singing to come forward and lead us in singing the old rugged cross? And then I'll sit down.
So cela ke abazosihola ngomculo beze phambili bazosiculela iculo the old rugged cross.
Jobe encwadini yakhe ka 42 isahluko sika 5 verse 5.
In Job chapter 42 verse 5, Job says,
Uthi bengikuzwe ngokuzwa kwendlebe kodwa manje amehlo amasekubonile.
I had heard about you with my ears, but now my eyes have seen thee.
Ilokhu engakusho ngithemba ukuthi nobabhlongwane usho njalo. Emva kwaleminyaka emine nezinyanga ezinhlanu sihleli noma.
That is what I say, and trust Mr. Hlongwane can say the same. After the 4 years and 5 months that we stayed with my mother.
Simlande ekhaya uma egcwele lonke uhlobo lemoya emibi namadimoni.
Where we went and fetched my mother from her home, where she was filled with all kinds of spirits.
Uma ubaba wami ube inyanga, ube president wenyanga.
My father was the president of witch doctors.
Manje lesi sikhundla ke bekufanele mayishone ubaba. Sithathwe yimina ngoba mina bengikhonjiwe kwathiwa ngingane yamadlozi.
And this position that my father had, I was the one that was supposed to follow on, be the succession plan, because I had been pointed out by the ancestors.
Nami angeke ngichaza ngazi kanjani uNkulunkulu wangenzela umusa ukuthi ngibaleke ekhaya ngize ngizofika la emzini kaNkulunkulu.
And I am unable to explain why God was so gracious to me to take me out of there and bring me here to KwaZulu-Natal.
Base bethatha lonke uhlobo lwemithi, amafutha, ikhumba, konke bekulapho, bakwakhela indlu, bathi ngoze ngibuye ngizothatha lezi khwami.
And they at home had put together all different potions and different skins and all different kinds of things, put them together, kept them there in the room, brewed, saying, I will one day return and continue with my work.
Manje uma uqale wazama ukuthi ngoba ubaba ubengasekho ayofuna enye inyanga becabanga ukuthi namandla ukuthi bahlanganise yonke imithi yabo bazongikhipha la kwasiza abantu.
Now my mother, she went to go find another powerful witch doctor because my father had passed away. They put together all their powers and their different concoctions, trying to draw me away from this place.
Manje mhlaba abanye ngeke baqonde kodwa kukhona imithethi lehlanganiswayo bese kwakhiwa uhlotshwane oluthile lesilwanyana bebekubiza ngokuthi uLindi.
Now maybe some of you won't understand, but you take different potions, you bring them together, and you almost create an animal, a certain kind of animal.
Manje uma insizwa ifuna intombi ingavumi intombi, bathuma lo Linde ebusuku ahamba yoqabula le ntombi izovuka ekuseni iqonde ngqo kubu kwalensizwa.
So when a man is looking for a girl, they will send this animal to go and kiss that man at night and early in the morning send him to continue.
Manje sebethuma lo Lindi ke ukuthi akeze kwasiza abantu ozoqabula mina ukuthi ngibuye ekhaya.
And this Nindi that they had there, they then sent here to the mission to come and call me back home.
Manje sengitshelwa yibona masebevuma sebephenduka ukuthi uLindi uthi ufike wazungeza wathi kwasiza abantu kuzungeza umlilo akungeneki.
And I heard about this once my mother got converted, because they had sent this animal to the mission who had gone around and around the mission and was unable to penetrate and come in because there was a wall of fire surrounding the mission.
Bathe besuka basebethuma amaphoyisa ukuthi awazongilanda la. Ngaleso sikhathi bekuse ukuphuthatswana. Asethe amaphoyisa uphuzile mama ngoba uqeda 18 years ngenyanga edlule unelungelo lokuyikhethela.
And they wanted to send the police to come and fetch me. That time it was still Paputotswana, so still quite a few years back. But then the police said, now you've just one problem here. She has just turned 18.
Manje uma wami ngokubona ukuthi ubaba ube namandla, ubenza imali, ube nodumo, wasezama ukuthatha lezi khwama.
Now because my father had so much power, he was so honored and well known, my mother then decided to take up where he had left off and use his things.
Ubeya enyangeni ethile ethayimthwasise imfaka imoya yakhona bahluleke.
She would go to another witch doctor, say, "Come, put those spirits in me that I can continue," but she was unable to do so.
Waya enyangeni icishwe izinhlanu ezihlukede leyo naleyo imfaka imoya yakubo.
She went to, I think it was 5 witch doctors, and each witch doctor went and put spirits into her.
Mina ke manje ngifonela udadewethu nangu la ihleli khona obeze emgcwabeni sacela yini sisukume bakubone.
And
sukuma nonyana.
There's my sister and
her
daughter.
Thank you.
They came to the funeral as well.
Uyangifonela uthi woza uzothatha uma wakho useyasixaka.
She phoned me and said, "Come, fetch your mother. We don't know what to do with her."
Nangempela uba mfundisi waka the village lokuthi ngininika indlu ukuthi nigade abazali benu.
And truly Reverend Stegen had given us a house that we are able to care for our parents.
Efika la ekhaya uma kwasuka impi enkulu phakathi kwemoya embili, moya kaNkuluNkulu nalemoya le befika nayo.
Now when my mother arrived here, a great battle started. The battle between evil and the battle of the Spirit of God.
Ube ngalala ubusuku nemini memeza ekhuluma lezinto zakhe ethi asimvulele ebusuku ngezo 1 ethi kuyambiza phandle.
We couldn't sleep. She was constantly speaking to her spirits, even waking us up at 1 o'clock in the morning, say, "Open the door for me. The spirits are calling me outside."
Ngikhumbula ngolunye usuku umama Schneider usisisile wathi ngizwile makhelwane kodwa we praying for you.
Remember one day one of our neighbors, Aunt Cecile, she said, "I could hear the commotion and we prayed for you."
Ngase ngithi ngiyaxolisa makhelwane ukuthi kufike kuma wami nanani salali kahle.
And I said to her, "My neighbor, please forgive me. My mother's arrived and now you will be living difficultly."
U-Aunty Cecile washamazwa ngithinta kabuhlungu kahle wathi hawu makhelwane sikanye nani yilokho esikuhlalele la ekhaya ukuthi sizosiza imphefumulo edinga usizo edukile.
And she answered me in such a way, it touched me and brought so much joy to me. She said, "That is why we have come to the mission, so that we are able to assist in helping people, souls come to God."
Kulomshikashika bewuthwele uma bekukhona okunye abekusho lokuthi baleka nanakele ubesho lo yasisi wami ethi akabaleke kodwa engekho la esekhaya ePitoli.
And another thing, my mother would often say, "Now you run away," and she was talking to my sister, "You must run away," but she wasn't here, she was in Pretoria.
Mayevuka ngithi ma ubuchazani mawuthi baleka nanakele.
And when we woke, and then I would ask her, "Mother, what do you mean that she must run away?"
And
she said, "No, let's just leave it."
Ubese kusho nasemini, ethi baleka mntanami, baleka mntanami.
And she would say, "My child, run away, my child, run away."
Manje sengifonela yena ngithi uchazani umama ethi ubaleke.
I then phoned my sister and said, "What does mother mean when she says you must run away?" She said, "No, I wanted my mother to tell that to you, because if I had told it to you, you would have said I'm telling lies."
Uma wahlangana neinyanga, wahlangana namadoda amabili oyedwa beinyanga enkulu bavela le eZimbabwe. Bahlanganisa ukuthi ba uma athwale ngayo nanakela.
And she came together with strong, powerful witch doctors. One of them was from Zimbabwe, and they did their work together as well.
Abangazi ukuthi yini ukuthwala ngiqondile ukunthwesa kodwa into ekhona uma ufuna uceba ufuna udumo inyanga bakutshela ukuthi bulala umkakho noma ubulala ingane yakho uthathe izithwe ithile emzimbeni zihlanganiswe nemithe ethile bese wenzelwa angazi yini ngesiZulu igama lakhona ngesuthu ukuthi wakiliswalo.
I don't want to burden you, but if in witchcraft, if you have to do something powerful, the witch doctor tells you that you need to go and murder your father, one of your siblings, that you have to do a deed like that, then you need to take a part of that body and you need to make something up with it.
Manje ngoba oyedwa wabo labo baba nami ngiyamazi. Manje ke waseyam wabathuma wathamba nothathu nanagele nimlethe la ngikhona naye wavuma wangena emotini ngoba ku omunye wabuya bazi.
Now this witch doctor, I know him, yeah, and he's very powerful, and he said, well, you go and fetch that person and bring them here, and because they were well known, they went along.
Bese ehlele uma wami ukuthi mabedlule ehlathini elithile bazomcuye ephila bakhiphe izithwe ithile ukuze benze imithi yokuthi bacebe.
And then my mother had arranged that when that vehicle comes past it, they will take that one, murder them and take that certain part of the body and concoct that which they need to do.
Basebenzisa amadeka a special acijile amade acije ngapha nangapha ngoba izitho lezo abayifunayo dinga bayikhiphe umuntu ephila.
And they had a long, very sharp dagger that they would use for that. It was sharp on both sides. And the reason for this is you had to pierce that dagger into a person's body, get out those parts while that person is still alive.
Manje ngalolo suku uNkulunkulu enomusa bayigeja i-turn off lakade bafanele bajike khona ehlathini.
Now, by the grace of God, on that day, that turn off that they had to take to go through the forest, they missed that turn off.
Ma befika kuyo ma uyathuka ma uyaphahluka uthi hawu nanagele abakulandanga nosibanibani kanti nihambe ngaphi.
And then my sister arrived and my mother said, how? What happened? Didn't you take the directions that I told you and did things not work out as planned?
Unanagele wezwa ukuthi bese kuhleliwe walizwa lonke uhlelo belihlelwe uma wakhe ukuthi enze imithi ngayo ukuze acebe.
And then my sister realized and heard about all the plans that my mother had made that had to be fulfilled for them to be able to complete that potion.
Wamuzonda uma wakhe kusukela ngayo lesuku wathi uma wakho esho ngimatha kuyena uma ube ngeke angihlelele into enje kube uma wami.
From that day on, she hated my mother. She didn't call her my mother anymore. She said, it's your mother.
Uma ngithi mtaka baba uma nangu uyambona nawo akasena lutho nenyanga zakhe lezo sayibalekile usebhuquza yedwa udlala amadimoni ngathi mthethelele ukuze uyikhulule nawe.
And I said to her, my sister, my mother is now here. She is just lying in bed. The spirits are riding her. There is nothing that she can do anymore. You need to forgive her.
Wathi nje angeke ngimxolele futhi anguyeke nje bandla uNkulunkulu wabayekelela ukuthi bangibambe kusho ukuthi bebezongibulala ngithi ukusizile ngoba nakho abakubulalanga.
She says, I will never forgive her. And I had to remind her that, you see, the Lord helped you, that day the plans didn't get fulfilled. So the Lord has a plan. You need to forgive your mom.
Bengithi mangithi ngiyambuka uma ngithi hawu ma bese kuba khona iphimbo elithi Uma ungena sono wena kungathethelelwanga ke wena lithatheke lokuqa eloyokuqalija ke umkhanduma wakho.
And then as I looked at my mother and would go, "How, mother?" A voice would start to say, "Well, if you don't have any sin, then you be the first to throw. You be the first one to throw the stone to the one that needs to be stoned."
Emshikashikene khona ebikhona uNkulunkulu wamsiza uma wavuma kodwa okube kuzima kakhulu yilokhu okananakele.
The Lord was gracious to my mother. There were many things that she confessed and brought to the light, but this matter regarding my sister, that was a difficult matter to.
Kuthe kusele inyanga cishwe zu-4 ukuthi ashone uma. Ubabhlongwane wathi cha, ngizomncenga unanakele ukuthi eze ngoba uma samfonisa ngenkathi elungisa, waxolisa kuye. Wakhuluma naye wathi ngixolele mntanami.
Mr. Hlongwane said it was about 4 months before my mother passed away that we need to make a plan that my sister comes. But they'd already spoken over the phone where my mother had met right, and she was able to apologize to her over the phone.
Wathi unanakele ayeye yamyeke nguma wakho. Wamncenga ubabuhlongwane unesineke ubaba. Wamncenga wathi ngizokwenzela konke, ngizokukhokhela ngishibha noyi ukuthi ufike la nizobhekana noma nikhulume ngakashoni.
And my sister said, "No, you, that is your mother, you leave her." And Mr. Hlongwane in his patience invited her, said, "I will do whatever you need. I will even pay your plane ticket. You need to come and see your mother."
Nangempela wavuma. Uthe mayifika nje usisi wami ebukuma, wakhala waphuma ngomnyango wahamba.
And then finally my sister did come, and when she came into the house and she saw her mother, she just cried out and she ran out the room.
Ngathi mtaka baba, uma ubenziwa ukungamazi uNkulunkulu, uma uyisoni ukhonza uSathane wenza noma yini.
And I said to her, "You know, mother was ridden by the devil. If you are a sinner, you do anything if the devil rides you."
I kwaze kwadinga abuye ngakusasa sihlaleke uma ethi ucela ukukhuluma naye umntana akhe ambuke emehlweni amtshele iqiniso.
And it was only the next day we were then able to come together in a peaceful way, where my mother could look at her in her eyes and apologize.
Ngenkathi ma eseno Christu esethethelelwe ebuyelwe ubuntu ebona umntanakhe ovele wabheka phezulu wakhala.
When my mother had a life where she had Christ in her heart and the love of Christ in her, she could look at her daughter. And then she just looked up and she just cried.
Wathi ma hawu Jesu ngithethelele ukuthi bengifuna ukubulala umntanami.
And she said, "Oh Jesus, forgive me that I want to kill my own child."
Wathi Jesu bengithanda imali bengifuna ukwenza imali ngumntanami.
Jesus, I loved money and I wanted to make money through my child.
Wathi umntanami ngixolele bengenziwa uSathane bengenziwa ukungamazi uNkulunkulu.
And she said, "My child, forgive me. I had no direction. The devil was in me and I did not know what to do."
uNkulunkulu esimkhonzayo uyisimanga sezwa nobabuhlongwane ngaleso sikhathi udayi zadilika indonga phakathi kwabo bobabili.
And the Lord is wonderful. At that moment, Mr. Hlongwane and I, we just realized how that wall was broken between my mother and my sister.
Wathi ubabhlongwane awu mouse engayihambela manje ngoba uyezwa ukuthi le nto ebeyimbambile le ngoba ubethi angazi ukuthi umntana wami ngizombuka kanjani.
And at that moment, Mr. Hlongwane also said, "Well, mother can now pass. Can now give herself to the Lord, because now you realize that which was holding her back is not there anymore."
Kwaba ngoba besingakwazi ukuhlala noma bengakwazi ukuthi asiluleke sikhulume naye njengomzali sizo ukuthi ma uthini kithina ubusuku nemini ubexoxa namadimoni noma yelwe nawo.
We couldn't sit down with her as a parent and ask for advice and her ideas how to do things, because she was constantly, the whole day, she was speaking to the spirits.
Ekugcineni wathi hawu uze ungibongele kumfundisi, ungiphathile umfundisi, ngiyabonga. Uthi uqale wenza wena umuntu, manje usiphethe sobabili mntanami.
And then she said, you know, please pass on my thank you to Reverend Stegen. He carried us. Firstly, my child, he made you a person. And then God was able to work in my life that I became a person.
And
she would ask me to say, you know, she would call Reverend Stegen your preacher. This, your preacher, what kind of person is he? And I said, Mother, what do you mean when you say, what is he? And she said, no, what I mean is he truly a man? I said to her, yes, from what I know, he's Reverend Stegen and he is a man. She says, now listen to me. I'm the one who gave birth to you. I know. This is no man. This is Jesus. Says this river that is in flood, I would not have been able to cross, same as you, if it wasn't because of this place. And the lives that get lived here, she says, is there anyone that lives the same way? I said, Mother, I don't know. I haven't traveled the whole world. Maybe there is another place like this.
Ngoba uma ubengavumi ubesaba etshelwa amaphimbo la ukuthi angalibizi igama lika Jesu.
Now my mother, she did not just agree. You know, there were voices in her head that said, you will not name the name Jesus.
Uma sithandaza nobabuhlongwane ubevala indlebe kudinga sisusa izandla ngapha nangapha ukuzeza umthandazo kaJesu.
When Mrs. Hlongwane and I would pray, she would close her ears, and one would have to hold the one hand, the one the other hand, and then we would pray so her ears would be open. She acknowledged it all and said, yes, all of this I have been taught by your Jesus. And you have been taught this by your Jesus. And by the grace of God, in the end, she was also able to say, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Lithi iphimbo lendoda sihleli nawe eminyake u86 esanda ukufika sihleli nawe eminyake u86 ungamlaleli lona.
And when she first came here, there were voices that were speaking within her. There was a deep voice of a man who says, I have lived in you for 86 years already. You don't listen to what they say.
Kodwa ngomusa kaNkulunkulu, ngokuthembeka kaBaba, ngokusifundisa nathi ubamfundisa indlela zikaNkulunkulu, wasizakala noma.
But by God's grace and by Reverend Stegen remaining faithful and teaching us God's ways, my mother was able to be helped.
Wasethi kimina nobabuhlongwane ngoba ngolunye usuku nje sewumuntu sikwazi ukubonisana, ngiyamtshela ngithi bahamba abantu bashiywa le ndawo. Kukhona ongifonele phesheya impela ngifakela ucingo wathi uzonginika i-financial support ngihambe kule ndawo.
Now, when my mother was well and we could converse together, one day we said to her, you know, Mother, someone from Europe has phoned me and said, you must leave this place. Do whatever you can to leave this place, and I will support you financially.
Ngithi manje phela mangihamba ntombi, dinga ngikuthathe nawe usihambe.
But I said, you know, if I leave, mother, we will have to go with you.
Wasethu ma, mntanami, uma kuwukuthi uzothwala ikhanda lakho leli, uthi bheka emva kwabantu abathi hoza. Mina ke ungithatha ungishiye enyaweni zikamfundisi.
She says, well, my child, if you want to follow them, put on a head that can't think and you just follow in their footsteps, then you do that, but you take me and you put me at Reverend Stegan's feet.
Uthi mase bebuya labo bantu uthi ngoba bobona ngolunye usuku ukuthi bayenze isinqumo esibi. Mase bebuya uwe futhi bheka uthwele ikhanda uyabuya nabo.
And one day when those who called you away realize that they've made the wrong decision and they come back, there you are with your head and you will just keep following them back.
Uthi esami isiluleko njengomzali wenu ninohlongwane bengizothi mina hlalani enyaweni zikamfundisi nithule nithi tu.
And she said, you know, if I can give you some advice, you remain at the preacher's feet, and that you remain at Reverend Stegan's feet, and you keep dead quiet.
Uthi futhi ningalinge nihoshe ihlalo nizohlala laduze kwakhe nimthinte ngamahlonjane enu.
And don't you dare put chairs close to him that you can rub shoulders with him.
Uthi akunifanele ukuhlala lapho umfundisa kangangani nje.
You are not worthy of that position because Reverend Stegan is not, you are not at his level.
Uthi eyakhe indawo nohlongwane isezinyaweni zikamfundisi ngoba ukuphila neqiniso usenyaweni kamfundisi.
The place, your place and Mr. Hlongwane's place is at Reverend Stegan's feet, because at his feet, that is where you will receive wisdom.
Uthi khohlwani labantwana benu laba abagcwala umhlaba abazi lutho abakaboni lutho, nina senibadala senibonile nibonise nami, hlalani lapho.
Forget about your children that are all over the world. They are still young. They have not seen much. You are already older. You remain at his feet.
Manje ngiyanicela ke njengebandla ngiyanithwesa ukuthi nikhulekele nangu umntakama ngoba nasemgcwabeni ubengavuma ukuza. Wamncenga ubabuhlongwane wasethi hayi wafona wathi sengiyeza ke.
But brethren, as a congregation, I ask you that we remember my sister in prayer. Because even coming to the funeral, Mr. Hlongwane had to beg her to come.
Manje ngiyamtshela ngithi uyazi futhi naye ukuthi njengoba lezinto iphumile kuma odadewethu ababili bashonile, nami ngibalekele phansi kwegazi kuzoba naye shaqa.
And I said to her, you know, as my mother was ridden by demons and how our two sisters have also already passed away, I am living under the blood of the Lamb. You also be careful. You also have that danger.
Ngiyamtshela ngithi angisho ukuthi uma ubenza kahle, angisho ukuthi ngiyamvuna, kodwa uNkulunkulu uyisebenzele, nawe ubhekane neyakhe indima mtaka baba, buya uze kuNkulunkulu.
I don't say that my mother was good and everything that she did we must forget about, but let us remember that she also has her life and that the Lord needs to do a work in her as well.
Ngibonga nomusa ukuthi uma wami azophelelala alalela.
And I am so thankful for the grace that my mother could be here at the end and that she could also be buried here.
Ngiyabonga.
Thank you.
Khona ukusalile ngenkathi kumenyezelwa.
There was something that still had to be said with the announcements.
Njoba bengaphelele nje ngibona nendlu bengagcwele noma bengabaningi abanye bayele emgcwabeni wesikhothe omunye wabasakazi odutshuliwe washona.
As you see, many are not here. The reason is that there is a funeral at Escort. One of our radio announcers had been murdered, had been shot, and it's his funeral today, and they've gone there.
Kushukuthi nje kuseni esathola thola singakangeni la enkonzweni besiqale inkonzo ngoba iqala ekuseni khona iphethe ngo 11.
And there we had already heard some feedback of the service because it started earlier and ended at 11.
Kushukuthi ke ingakho ibona futhi neinsizwa la zomphakathi okhathazekile.
And also many of the young men that had come for help from SIPSA, they've also been asked to go home to make room for the visitors that will be coming for the Easter weekend.
Sibonge kumphathi ohlele njengoba sikhumbuzile ukuthi kuyumgubho kumaKristu kubazalwane thina sinenhlanhla yonke le minyaka samkhonza uNkulunkulu sikhululekile.
And thank you to the MC at the beginning reminding us about the importance of the Sunday worship and how privileged we are and have been all these years that we could worship and serve the Lord freely.
Amangisi bathi is nothing impossible with God.
Basho kanjalo amangisi ukuthi akukho okungenzeki kuNkulunkulu.
Sibonile la makoti Mrs. Hlongwana efakaza sizwile.
We've heard here from Mrs. Hlongwane and her testimony.
Bengazi ukuthi kuyafana okwamadlozi noma kwemoya emibi na nathi thina abantu abantsundu.
I didn't know because she is from a different part of the country, from the Sutus, and I didn't know that actually the way that these spirits work, it's the same amongst the black nations.
I
didn't know that they also have Amandigi and Amandao and the Togoloshe spirits, that it's the same with them as it is amongst the Zulus.
Manje siyabonga uNkulunkulu oqale wasebenza impilo yakhe.
So we thank the Lord that first of all, he worked in her life.
Niphutheliwe nini ubeke kafishane nje ngenxa yenkonzo.
Now you lost out, you were not here on Friday at the funeral service because today she just abbreviated it very much.
Mina kube ngathi kusha lokho esikuzwile.
But to me it was like something new, this which we heard this morning.
Uqede ngisathi ngathi angaqhubeka.
And when she finished, I felt like she could just have continued.
Ngoba kuyinkonzo ngokwakho.
Because that in itself is also a service.
Umholo wethu umfundisi Stekeni ubethanda kabi ukuthi abantu bangafakaza noma ngaba bathathu noma babili belethe ufakazi babo ngoba umuntu xolo ufakaza ngento eyenzekile empilweni yakhe.
Reverend Stegan loved it that even when before the service that two or three would give their testimonies because that indicates how the Lord works in people's lives.
UNkulunkulu wakhe ngokuthi aphenduke wakwazi nokuthi kuzuzeke ngisho uma wakhe.
And that the Lord worked in Mrs. Hlongwane's life, that she repented, and that she could even win her mother over to the Lord.
Niyazi ukuthi bathi izinyanga nabakade bekhonza bephile enyangeni kunjengoba esho ukuthi mabefuna umuntu usebenze funeka amehlo bayakhiphe ungaphumile umphefumulo zonke izitho zomzimba bayikhiphe ungakaphuma umphefumulo.
And it's as she said, this way that these witch doctors work, their cruelty, that they say if they want that witchcraft potion to work powerfully, they've got to cut off the members of your body whilst you are still alive. They've got to gouge out your eyes if they're using that whilst you're alive.
Abanga nje azazi nezo zinto ecijile ekwazi ukopolota ikhiphe yonke lezi zinto wesilisa noma wesifazane. Abanga nje mangu wena emndenini sokhethi ukuthi ungavele ucuye kuthathe konke okusemzimbini.
And she knows about those sharp instruments which they use to cut off various parts of your body, whether you be male or female, and how they do it. It's a painful matter.
And
how terrible if you know that you've been picked out to be the victim of that. These evil spirits are all over in the world amongst different nations.
I was
amazed at times when Reverend Stegen would stand in front and preach and also speak about the white nations, how they also come from the occult.
And
if you've never confessed your sin, where you have gone through these rituals, where you have been cut and they rub in that potion and those cuts, and they do it for different reasons and purposes, if you've never confessed that, that's perhaps the reason why you're troubled by those sins that you are being troubled with.
A
certain lady said and confessed how if the lights would just be switched off, how she'd immediately be troubled by lust.
And I asked
her, have you ever confessed that sin where they cut you and they rub this potion into you? And she said, no. I said, let's pray. And after that, she came back and she said, you know, I can now sleep so peacefully, so wonderfully at night with nothing troubling me.
It's even
recorded in the Bible about body piercings and things like that, that it's not of God, it's demonic.
And
one visitor who had been here for help, he said he even saw these spirits running away there in the direction of the pack house. We don't know when they arrived there, who they got hold of there. So that person, in other words, testified how these things truly exist and how the Lord helped them and delivered them from these evil spirits, the Mandig and Amandao, and set him
free.
And the evil spirit called by the name Tigolosh or Togolosh, that evil spirit truly exists, and it comes in the form of a male and of a female, and troubled are those with whom these spirits come and sleep.
And
a person will come and confess and bring to the light they dreamt that they slept with a man or with a woman or a boy or a girl. And then, in the meantime, they had been visited by this Togolosh. And such a person then needs to go deep in confessing their sin and not leaving a stone unturned. Like we also heard Mrs. Tlongwane, how she came to the Lord, how the Lord helped her, and then she could help her mother.
And
And now some people attend the service and they just come to judge and criticize and say, you know, she shouldn't have said that. Maybe she should have said that, but she shouldn't have said that.
Kuze kuphume inkonzo yena uyahlulela nje ukhipha amagama angafanele ukuthi ukukhulunywe.
And then till the end of the service, all that will be in that person's heart and mind. Oh, she shouldn't have said that. And right until the end of the service, they're just judging. That's being troubled by evil spirits. So we pray for Mrs. Tlengwane's sister as well, that she may find the Lord before she leaves. Those who are devil worshippers, they say that's what they find when they come to the mission, that which we heard, which those found when they tried to enter the mission, they found it was surrounded by a wall of fire.
Uma ngabe ukhuluma no khonza kwa Satan, ngitshela ukuthi uyuthini kuyena.
Now, if you would speak to a Satan worshipper, person in Satanism, what would you say to that person?
Okokuqala uzombona ngoba engakubuki emahlweni.
Firstly, you would notice that person doesn't look you in the eyes.
Busothe angibuki ngani.
And then you ask, why don't you look me in the eye?
Athi ngiyaxhopheka, unokukhanya okukhulu kwesikhathi asho njalo.
And then the person will say, you know, it's too bright for me. It's blinding my eyes.
Futhi amehlo akhe mawabuka usathi mhlambe mayethewe uyakujonja uyakubuka adlala njengenyoka yagijima at.
And then if you maybe find that person steals a glance at you, you'll find how those eyes are darting around like as if there is a snake in them.
Besuthi ake uthi Jesu Christu.
And then you say to the person, just say Jesus Christ.
Noma ungakazisho izinto eziningi uma wabona impawu nje zolokuthi lo muntu lo ukhonza kwaSathane, uma kowathi nje kuyena awuthi Jesu Christu.
Even if you don't notice too many signs, but you have the suspicion this person is involved in Satanism, you say Jesus Christ.
Uzothi angivunyele ukusho lokho.
The person will say, I'm not allowed to say that.
And if
that person maybe stays a bit longer for a few days and comes to you for counseling, and you try to remind that person about certain things and say, what about this and this in your life? Didn't that happen? And then the person will say, I'm not allowed to say that. But if that person continues to make right their life, then they'll get to the point where they are able to say Jesus Christ. And I met up with somebody from one of the branches who came for help and said they want help because they are married to the devil.
Yes, doba zikhoningani uma kungukuthi intombi thandana no Satane bayiza ngisho ucansi.
Now, I'll just be just on the surface, but you know that if a girl has a relationship with Satan, they even go to bed together.
Umuntu abe nokugqilazeka onjalo.
And a person is enslaved in that manner.
Siyabonga kakhulu ngoba phakathi kwethu khona ababhalayo konke okwenzekayo akuqhamuka emagantsheni ngamagantsha nokwenzeka la ekhaya uNkulunkulu usasebenza namanje.
And we are grateful that there are those who are writing and recording these things because even at the branches and here God is still continuing to work.
Noma ngabe abantu bengabekiwe izandla kodwa sibona uNkulunkulu ebathinta besizakala emoyeni emibi.
And even if people are not laid hands upon, but We see the Lord delivering them from these evil spirits.
Omunye nje mawe kwacishwa ugesi khona lapho sengathi sebona indoda ethile igqoke ingubo ezimnyama.
With some, as soon as the lights go out, immediately they see like a man dressed in black.
Omunye usezoza kuvuleka ngisha makhabethe kwenyindlu uyakhanyisa kho umuntu ovula makhabethe.
And then some people even try to switch on the light. Isn't there somebody in the room trying to open the cupboards?
One
place we were called and we said, this girl cannot sleep properly at night, and it's in the kitchen, it's until the kettle boils, and then it sounds like somebody washing. We
asked,
and then we asked, what is this? Because we had a Bible, and some people just see pornography.
And
we pointed out, we said, it's this pornography that is calling these evil spirits and this man to come back here and trouble you like that.
And also
a white person that shared, my daughter has gone to work somewhere and now she's troubled by these bad dreams.
So Dr. Koch
said that the occult truly exists. So this person was the president of witch doctors, and so it was must have been a great witch doctor.
Mrs.
Hlongwane, we are so grateful and thankful on your behalf that the Lord could use you and work through you. And now you don't have to sing that song or say it, or at least say those words. Mutakhan mit leer hande, must I arrive to the Lord with the Lord empty-handed, because you've got the soul of your mother.
And
not like some people that say, you know, my mother and my father, they're old, they over the wall, they, you know, there's nothing you can do with them, they must just go and stay in old age homes. So we've seen the power of the Lord at work in and through you. May you continue to serve the Lord.
And
so it's also what Dr. Cox said, that often these evil spirits, they are passed on from generation to generation in the family.
So you'll
only escape in the Lord if you confess your sin and you are protected by Him.
And she
also said that when she went back home, during the funeral service, she said when she went back home, she found like she lost the way the time that she went home. She lost the spiritual way, the way of the Lord. And then she phoned, or she contacted my sister, and she said, I've lost the way. And then my sister then went there and by plane and found her there where she was at Mamelodi and then brought her back.
kushukuthi impela makuthwa abantu bafuna ukusizakala ungomunye ongasho ukuthi ungasizakala noma wami wasizakala wayehlupheka kanje.
So if somebody can testify that they sought help and they were helped, she is one of them, and that she can even testify that even my mother, who was so troubled, was
helped.
If you go to a witch doctor, they will tell you, you've got to twala by your father or your mother or your child. That means you've got to do to that person, they've got to be killed, and some muti has to be made from parts of their body that gives you strength and power. And where you've got to be cut and parts of your body, and that will then make them rich.
Bese imithi yakho ikwazi ukusebenza kahle noma umsebenzi wakho kakhulu umsebenzi wakho uhambe kahle ucebuye phambili.
And if it doesn't work properly, then they say you've got to twala now with this person, or you've got to slaughter this, and then eventually it will go well with you, you'll be prosperous in your work, whatever you're doing.
Anje kunjani ke kuwena ukuhlushwa imoya emibi?
So how is it in your life? Are you not perhaps troubled by evil spirits?
Kunjani mthenini yakho ukuyibuze nje ingane zakho ukuthi injani imoya emibi ayihluphi wena ayinhluphi imoya emibi?
And in your family, amongst your children, is there no one who is troubled by evil spirits?
Ngoba masofikele umoya emibi yakushoka uze ebusukeni sokhlekeza ukhlekeze mina ngangihlushwa ilo moya emibi ke.
And with some, they are strangled by these evil spirits. And as a child, I even experienced that where I slept in the room with my grandmother, and then she would wake me up, and I wouldn't be able to bring a sound out, and then she'd ask me, what's the matter? And I say, no, I'm being throttled. And then she would pray, and with what she knew, she would even take salt and sprinkle salt all over to try and get rid of the evil spirit. But it didn't help. I still continued with it. And I was then eventually helped and set free when I met up with the gospel. And that's why I'm asking you, who say you're serving the Lord, aren't you troubled by any of these spirits? This morning I was listening to Radio Kwezi, and it was spoken about defiling yourself. The topic was pornography.
Kwathiwa uma ubuka iy'thombe zabantu abanqunu u-addicted, ngamanye amazwi ugqilaziwe kulokho.
And it was said, when you look at this, you are addicted to that.
Ngoba noma ungathandi uzoyibuka lento.
Whether you like it or not, you will look at it.
Khona kwathiwa kuwumoya osebenza kakhulu entsheni lo moya lo.
And it's a spirit that's at work, especially amongst young people, where they are in bondage with this evil spirit.
So,
even if they didn't say that, but it's even entered amongst married people that they also look at it.
ulokhe bukana ne cellphone ubaba lo ulokubukena bukana ne cellphone noma lensizwa lebukana noma intombi bukana ne cellphone.
And when somebody else is busy, maybe in the kitchen making coffee or whatever, you see your husband or the man or you see the young man, whoever it may be, constantly just looking at his cell phone.
Wachazwa kwathiwa imoya emibi ekulezi thombe enqulo.
And it was explained that there is an evil spirit at work through this pornography.
Ngoba umuntu asakwazi ukuhlala nomndeni wakhe, axoxe nomndeni wakhe, athandaze nomndeni wakhe, uqinekile ubhizi ubukana nalezi thombe.
Where a person cannot spend time with his family anymore. He cannot pray with him because he's addicted to this pornography and just looking at it all the time.
Imoya emibi eminye yazo ihlezi kulezi thombe enqunu bese masubukile wabona abantu abanqunu cabanga nje ukuthi kubi kangakanani into ezohlala la ekhanda shiwe wathi lento ihlale emakhanda abo isasuki.
And just imagine now with all these evil spirits and demons at work through this pornography, what enters you and what spirits then remain behind in you? And it said that this doesn't get wiped out of your mind. It stays there. It's indelibly imprinted on your mind. And because of this, if a girl sees a young man, she'll undress him completely, and the same with a young man looking at a girl and dressing that person in their mind.
Tatis katesite umuntu akwazi ukuthi aphume geleke asindiswe ngalezi ngalezi dakamizwa ezimhluphayo zokubuka ithombe enqulo.
And it takes a while for a person to be totally set free from that drug that they got addicted to by looking at this pornography.
Dr. Faneden wasitshela ngelanga wathi uphuzo noma insango noma iwunga ingcono kunethombe enqulo.
Dr. Van Eeren even told us one day that drugs like dacha or even hunger and things like that, it's easier to get free from those drugs than from pornography.
Nawe uNkulunkulu angakusindisa ukwazi ukusizakala kulento ekuphetheyo embi kangaka.
But you too can be delivered and set free from that evil thing which holds you in bondage.
Kusho ukuthi uboshiwe ngamaketango kaSathane uma umzalwane usaphila ngale ndlela ophila ngayo.
So you are in bondage, you are in chains, even though you call yourself a Christian, if you're living in these things.
Omunye ngokukholwa kwakhe wathi uma wami unobungoma thandazani ukuthi asizakale.
One person in faith said, my mother is involved in witchcraft, pray that she gets set free.
Wasizakala namhlanje uyakholwa.
And then she was helped today. She's a believer.
Omunye wathi hayi indodana nomfowethu iyaphuza iyabhema sesihlulekile ukuthi sokwenze njani thandazani yasizakala ayisaphuzi kuze be namhlanje.
And somebody else asked for prayer and intercession and said, the son of my brother, that person drinks, they smoke, please pray for them that they are delivered from that. We prayed and today that person no longer drinks or smokes.
Yaphuza yaphuza yahlanza yathi indaba ka-anti usonta kwasizabantu ngeke ngiphinde ngiphuze mina utshwala.
And that person would, when they would drink, would vomit. It would just make them nauseous and sick that they would vomit. And then they said, it's because my aunt goes to church there at KwaSizabantu and I have to stop with my drink.
Manje le lobufakazi ke ngizobuseka ngezwi elitholakala la ku-Isaiah 59.
Now I'll support this testimony that we have heard with a word from Isaiah 59.
Mangilizwe izilakho lengebesankosiya thetha nami ngomoya wakho usifika. Efesizonozam. So funda ke izwi lamashumi amahlanu nesishagalolunye ukuseka lobufakazi bomntwana kaNkulunkulu.
To go along with this testimony that we've heard, we read from Isaiah 59.
Itemina lobufakazi bakhe nina bakahlongwana wangathi ungabhalwa phansi buqoshwe nasinasekuma CD ukuze bukwazi ukuthi kusiza basizakale ngoba umntapo omkhulu lo sutholile.
And may that testimony be recorded, whether it be written or recorded in audio and CDs, that others too can hear it, because it's a great and it's a powerful testimony.
Uma wathathwa imali ngabe upheshaya nje nawe ngabe udukile. Ngingasho ukuthi abapheshaya baduke bonke, kodwa ngabe udukile ngoba wayethi shiya kwasiza abantu.
Now if you had accepted that money and have gone overseas, you would have been lost. Not that I'm saying everybody in Europe, everywhere, that they lost, but that person wanted you to leave KwaZulu-Natal.
Kushuthi lo moya owakuma wakho uthi phume emishini, nalowo wayesekufaka umoya, kwafaka lo moya ukuthi ngizokhokhela woza phesheya, ngabe nawe uhambe ezinye indlela.
So it's the same spirit, that spirit of your mother that wanted to draw you away from the mission initially, and then that person that says we'll pay you if you leave the mission, both of that leads to the same end. It's good to obey God. We read from the first verse. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save.
The Lord's hands are not shorted. Kushuthi kampela kuyiqiniso lokho.
So that is true. The Lord's hand is not shortened.
Kushukuthi isandla sika Jehova sakwazi ukumsindisa umakoti mesihlongwana, sakwazi ukumsindisa futhi nomama.
The Lord's hand wasn't shortened that it couldn't save Mrs. Hlongwane and her mother.
Pho-ke mina anginakusindiswa yini ngalesi sandla uma nami nginikele enkosini ngabe isandla sika Jehova sisafinyeziwe namanje njengoba uphila ezonweni.
Now then, with me, surely if I give my life to the Lord, surely I will also be saved. Surely in my life the Lord's hand also would not be shortened. Why then do you continue living in your sin?
Ingalo, u-Exodus, usho njalo u-Exodus 7 verse 5, noma ngevunde, ningefundi, ngevule, uthi ingalo kaJehova inde usikhipha ezonweni.
And in Exodus, even if you don't read there, but Exodus 7 verse 5, it says that the Lord will stretch out his hand to deliver my people. So the Lord has a long arm that he stretches out.
Awudedele uNkulunkulu nje ayisebenze impilo yakho.
Just allow the Lord to work in your life.
Khohle ukubuka umuntu ngapha nangapha ukuthi hayi lelizwe liqondene naye. Akuzibheke wena uyikhombe wena uqobo lwakho.
So don't look at the person next to you and say, oh yes, this is a good word applicable for that person. Apply to yourself personally.
Khona iculo lethi thuma imvuselelo kimi. Ake uthi uNkulunkulu thuma umoya wakho usebenze empilweni yami.
There's a chorus that says, Lord, send revival and send it to me. And won't you pray and say, Lord, send your spirit and send him to me.
Ungafani nomuntu othathe itshe elifake ezibeni noma edanyini mase ulikhipha ngaphandle ulishaya.
Don't be like that rock that lays at the river on the river bed for years and years, and when you take it out and you split it open, it's bone dry inside. In other words, that you live with us here at the mission and you don't see the working of God.
Abakwazi abantu befika bethola ukusizakala, siyasibona thina isandla sika Jehova sifinyeziwe ube sisindise.
And when you don't see and experience the Lord's hand of which it is said, it is not shortened that it cannot save. And people come on a daily basis, continually, and they are saved and rescued. What kind of faith do you have then that doesn't bring about salvation? What kind of hand is at work in you that when you say you're a believer, but you don't part from your
sin?
I really am confused. I cannot grasp it that you say you're a Christian and you're still stuck in pornography. What kind of a Christianity is that? When I was saved, when I was still a school-going child, Reverend Stegan said, when you are sent to the shop to go and get bread, don't steal a sweet while you're there. Or take a sweet. And I say, thank you. And I said, thank you, Reverend Stegan. You know, I didn't say, no, I'm a believer already. I know all of that. With some people, if you try and tell them something, they don't just answer, well, I know it. I know. So what else can you still tell that child, that person? He's got six children. And if one of his children, Reverend Stegan's children, will come and tell him something, he would say, oh yeah, oh yeah. And he listened to that child right till the child has related everything. And now, don't do it like this, that if one child, you've got more than one child, and one has already told you something, and the other one comes and tells you that you say, no, I've already heard that, the other one has already told me. That just disappoints that child. They say, oh, well, I was too late in coming. And he's got six children, and we were taught that. Don't say, no, the other one has already told me that. You don't have to tell me that. We've got the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Four Gospels. They all speak about Jesus. They all tell us the same thing. And then you would say, no, well, then I don't read the Bible. I won't read the Gospel because they all tell me the same thing. I just read the Old Testament. And you know, by hearing the same thing over and over, you find different angles of the same story. Maybe somebody tells you there are services at a fire or there are services at Claridge. Don't say, no, I heard about that. The person will relate to you how the Lord worked. And the one comes with this angle, the other one with that angle. Maybe says, oh, so-and-so got a new car. And then you ask, well, what kind of a car? And maybe that person doesn't know. And the next person comes and fills in the gaps.
And
that's why this word here in Isaiah 59 verse 1 says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save.
And
are you witnesses of that the Lord has stretched out his hand in your life and saved you? And then says, or is ear dull that it cannot hear, but your iniquities.
bese lithi bunahlukanisile noNkulunkulu nezeno zenu zobusithile ubuso bakhe yini ukubangezwa.
Have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear.
EsiNgisi lona lithi unihlukanisile noNkulunkulu wenu, thina kuthiwa noNkulunkulu, lana ngesiNgisi kuthiwa noNkulunkulu wenu.
In the Zulu it just says has separated you from God. Yeah, in the English it says made a separation between you and your God.
UNkulunkulu wethu esimkhonzayo ngezono zethu angabusithi ubuso ukuthi siangezwe imthandazo yethu ngezono zethu.
Our God whom we serve, our sins can come between us and him that he hides his face from us because of our sin.
Umuntu ethi ngeke ngimthethelele uSpanman owakhuluma ukuthi nokuthi ube namagqubu noma kangibingeleli umbambe legqubu.
When somebody says, I will never forgive so and so because of that which they did or said to me.
KuNkulunkulu ububi ke kubizwa ukuthi intembi leyo uma umuntu engathetheleli enegqubu nomunye.
That unforgiveness or that grudge is evil in the sight of God.
Noma hlambulaka noma ucasuka ube nalokho ucasuka hlambda ube nenkani ngoba kuthiwa inkani isuku kuyisono sokubhula.
Or anger or irritation or stubbornness, because that stubbornness and that rebellion is like the sin of witchcraft.
Kusho njalo uma wena usenenkani uma utshela into awuhlukene nomuntu obhulayo oyisangoma.
The Bible tells us that stubbornness or that rebellion, it's no different to the sin of witchcraft. You are like that person.
Izono zethu masaqhubeka naye zinjengodonga phambi kaNkulunkulu.
And if we continue with our sin, that sin is a wall between us and God.
Awukale nje imthandazo yakho ukuthi mawuthandaza iyaphenduleka yini iyafika yini uNkulunkulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyayiphendula yini imthandazo yakho.
Now just weigh up your prayers before God. Your prayers, when you pray to God, do they reach God? Do you receive an answer from God or not?
Mhlambe yilo loludonga oluphakathi kwakho noNkulunkulu.
Maybe it is because of that wall between you and God.
Elona sithayo ukuthi uNkulunkulu angakwazi ukusebenza empilweni yakho ngokupheleleyo.
Hiding God from you, that God cannot work fully as he wants to work.
Mhlambe usahlushwa imoya wokuyiqhenya, usahlushwa ukuyiqhenya nje isho uhamba usabusa impigogo.
Maybe you're troubled by the spirit of haughtiness. As you walk, it's just seen that haughtiness and pride in you.
Uma umuntu ethi ngiyayiqhenya ngibuza ukuthi kunjani inkanuko.
And if a person is troubled by pride and they say, I've got the problem of pride in my life, then I usually ask and I say, but how is the sin of lust in your life?
Uzothola ukuthi impela siyangihlupa.
And then you'll find the person answering you and say, truly, they trouble me.
Nini nisahlushwa inkanuko ake nihlolisise ukuthi kuyiqhenya kuhamba kanjani empilweni yenu.
Now you are troubled by lust. Just look at pride, the sin of pride in your life.
Ubona ukuthi uJesu angahlala kuleyo nhliziyo namagqube nokuyiqhenya nenkani.
Can you think that the Lord Jesus will dwell in that heart where there are grudges, where there is haughtiness and pride?
Ake sizweke la kuverse lesithathu.
Let's read verse 3.
Ngokuba izandla zenu zingcolile igazi neminwe yenu ububi nezindebe zenu zomlomo zikhuluma amanga nezilimi zenu zinyenyeza okubi.
For your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue mutters wickedness.
Injalo ukuthi umuntu izandla zakho ungayihlola yini ukuthi uzihlole ukuthi azinalo yini igazi. Ukumfisela umuntu intembi khulume komunye ukuthi uSpanman akalungile usuchithile igazi ngoba uthi uSpanman nomubi nomuntu uSpanman uyisilima lithi iBhayibheli ufana nokuthi usumbulele.
Indeed, we ought to examine our hands to see whether we don't have blood on our hands. If you wish something evil for somebody else, then before God, you've already killed that person. So examine your fingers and your hands. Are your hands clean before God? For it says, your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity, and your lips have spoken lies. When you tell people something, you relate a story, how often don't you add maybe lies to that?
Imino yenu imsulwa inpam kankulunkulu na, mbuza lo mbuzo njuti, eyakiminwe le imsulwa inpam kankulunkulu.
And I want to ask you a personal question. Your fingers, are they clean? Are they pure before God?
Umu figa njele zuluinu yoparamisi zanda zaku tizinguele pam kankulunkulu.
When you come to heaven, will you be able to lift up clean and holy hands to God?
And
maybe as you worship and praise God, your hands are defiled, your fingers are defiled, but you tell us you're a child of God.
Because
with those very hands and those fingers, you take your cell phone, you use your cell phone, and you go to pornography on your cell phone, and that will defile you, and defile your eyes, and defile your mind.
Now, we were
raised that you should not look at the nakedness of an adult person.
And the
Bible also agrees with
that. Now
just think, what a curse people are bringing upon themselves by looking at pornography and looking at this nakedness.
And in 1 John chapter 3,
we read, those who have this hope in them, they purify themselves just as he is pure.
Manje ke uma uyigcina leyo nkonzo kuhle kabi ukholisa nje kumuntu kuyihlambulula.
So it's wonderful if you are faithful to that ministry by going to somebody and apologizing, you are purifying yourself.
Usho njalo uIsaiah la uthi isandla sika Jehova asifikeziwe ukuthi nawe angawusindisa umuntu omunye wemndeni yakini noma ngekusindise nawe umuthandaza uNkulunkulu kungekho phakathi kwakho noNkulunkulu ungathola ukusizakala.
And this is what this word says, that God's hand isn't shortened, that he cannot save you or any member of your family. And if you have made right with God, God will hear your prayer.
Omunye, ngo 1965, wafunda leli zwi omhlophe uIsaiah 1 verse
18. A certain white person read from Isaiah 1 verse 18 in 1965, where we were.
And
then when we were at Tugela Ferry in 1999, I reminded this white person about this word which he once read to us, and he was amazed that I remembered it.
Let it again. Uvesi leshumi neshagalombi lithi wozani ke sithethe indaba usho uJehova. Noma izono zenu zibomvu kakhulu ziyakwamhlopho njengeqhwa noma zibomvu njengobubende ziyakuba njengoboya bezimvu.
Isaiah 51 verse 18. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool.
Manje noma ngabe izono zethu zibomvu kangakanani uNkulunkulu sengayithethelela uxolelwe nawe nami.
So no matter how red our sins may be, red as scarlet, but if you and I come to the Lord for forgiveness,
Manje
you will forgive us.
Yena walichaza ngalendlela ke wathi nina mazulu manifuna ukukhuluma nihlala phansi bese niyaxoxa njoba lana uthi uthethe indaba niyaxoxa ke nuxoxa udaba leni luze luphele le njengoba nanti ilizwi lithi wozani sithethe indaba.
Now when this person expounded on this verse, a person explained it like this. He said, "You Zulus, when you discuss a matter, you sit down and you talk it through from the beginning till the end. Just like this word says, come now, let us reason together."
Manje ungahamba ulalela amawongo wongo lezindaba lezi ezithi ke hayi khohlwa kuvuma izono ukhuluma ngothando wena oze enkonzeni yokuthando uzolisusa kanjani lelizwi elibhalwe la eBhayibhelini.
Now you don't listen to that deception that says the confession of sin is wrong. Don't confess your sin. Just believe in the love of the Lord Jesus. The Lord's love covers it all. How can you wipe out this verse from the Bible?
Uvuma nezono zobaba nezomkhulu ukuthi babe phila kanje lesi sikhathi nawe uyothola ukuthethelela.
Because the Bible even speaks about confessing the sins of your fathers and of your ancestors, that you confess their sin and you receive forgiveness.
Oba phela uDaniel 9 verse 6 noma ningavulanga kusho njalo ukuthi uDaniel wavuma ngisho izono zobaba.
Even if you don't open there, but Daniel 9 verse 6 says Daniel confessed even the sins of his fathers.
Isho Nehemiah wavuma futhi izono zobaba kuDaniel 9 verse 32 no 34.
And then verse 32 and verse 34. Also, we read about Nehemiah, who confessed the sins of his fathers.
Now we mongaga ivumi izono zobaba usafa fanele uivume mhlambe ikho ingane zakho zinje mhlambe akwazi uivume izono zobaba wakho noma zogogo bakho ebebekwenza ukuvume njoba izwi lisho ukuthi noma zibomvu siyakuthethelela.
Maybe your children are as they are because you haven't yet done that. You haven't confessed the sins of your fathers. Just as this word says, come let us reason together. Though your sins are as scarlet, they'll be as white as snow.
Mhlambe usuwakwahushula nje, ukhona la, usuwakwahushula, awazi ukuthi ngempela ngempela yongena ezulwini nalokukhushula kwakho usuwakwakwenza, ukhipha isisu.
Maybe you have committed an abortion, and now you don't know whether you ever will be able to enter heaven because you've committed an abortion.
Omunye wakwenza khona lapho ayifica ingane athi we ma ngilana nje wangihushula sizophuma umphefumulo.
And one person did that, and when they stared death in the face, they were on their deathbed, they heard this child saying, "Mother, I'm here and I'm standing in front of you."
Wena ma wangibulalayo.
"Mother, you killed me."
And
now that person was hearing that voice all the time in their ears, and they didn't know how they could block their ears from that voice.
And
if you speak to Doctors for Life, they will tell you what a burden these people have post-abortion trauma that they have because of what they've done. They cannot sleep day and night. They cannot sleep.
But if they
confess their sin, God's word says He is faithful and just to forgive us.
UNkulunkulu wasenzela umusa.
God showed us His grace, sending His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish.
Manje kufanele sizeke egazini lika Jesu siyamenywa sonke usho njalo Isaiah 53 ukuthi siyamenya kunesimemo Isaiah 55 simemele egazini lika Jesu.
So we are all invited. There in Isaiah 55 we read about that invitation. We all invited to come to the blood of the lamb.
UJesu wayithu uNkulunkulu wayithuma indodana yayo ukuthi ngayo okholwa yiyo angabhubhi kodwa abe nokuphila okuphakade.
God sent his only begotten son so that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life.
Verse 19 uma nivuma nilalela niyakudla okuhle kwezwe.
And then there in Isaiah 1 verse 19, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land.
Sesibonile abadala bethu bedla okuhle kwezwe ngoba bavumisa nozabo.
Now we've seen those who've gone before us that they've eaten of the good of the land because they confessed their sins.
Sibona iminyaka yabo uNkulunkulu ebaqhuba, sibona ukuthi bavumisa nozabo noma zazibomvu bathola ukuthethelela.
And we see how they're getting on in years and God keeping them. When they were young, they came to the Lord. They confessed their sin. They brought it all to the Lord and they were cleansed.
Verse lamashumi amabili. Kepha uma ninala nihlubuka nakudliwa inkemba ngokuba umlomo kaJehova ukhulumile.
And then in verse 20, but if you refuse and rebel, you shall be eaten by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
Kulunkulu laba bahlubukayo bokudliwa inkemba mhlamba kuyona le nkemba mhlamba kube inkemba yesifo.
Those who have turned their backs on us, they will be eaten by the sword. Maybe it's not this sword, not the physical sword, but there will be some sword by which they will be eaten.
Sengifakelile wathi ithina ngithi mina ngisho umhlaba wonke.
Or I say not just us, I say those in the whole world.
Laba bahlubukayo enkonzweni zabo behlubukelo beyeka ukholwa bese bethatha indlela zabo bokudliwa inkemba noma ngaseyona inkemba kodwa inkemba esifo esizinhlobo nhlobo.
I'm speaking in general. Those who turn their backs upon the Lord, those who forsake the gospel, they will be eaten by the sword. It might not be a physical sword, it might be the sword of disease or any other sword.
Bika umuyingane noma ungakanani ukuthi manje sengihlusho ukuthi.
Now confess and come and report as a child. If you've got a problem and say, this is my problem.
Ma kwa kwenzeka yini kuwena usemusha kwenzeka ukuthi sengibona manje sekwenzeka ukuthi empilweni yami.
And maybe you can say, Mom, as a young child, this is what I experienced in my life. Now I see this and I'm experiencing this.
Uma wakho uzokutshela ukuthi akukaze kwenzeke, hamba ubonane nomlungisisi wakho ukuze akuthandazise ngoba usohlelwa nawe imoya emibi.
Or maybe you say, now it comes to me as if this is what I experienced in my youth as a child. And your mother will tell you, well, it never happened to you. Go for prayer that the Lord might deliver you from those evil spirits.
Isandla sika Jehova asifinyeziwe ukuthi singesindise ububi nje bethu okungenza ukuthi uNkulunkulu angasebenzi empilweni yakho nasempilweni yami.
The hand of the Lord is not shortened that he cannot save. It's only our iniquities that have separated us from God and is preventing God from working.
Sidinga nje ukuthi uNkulunkulu simdedele ayisebenze impilo yethu.
So let's allow God to work freely in our lives.
Sibona uNkulunkulu ngalezi insuku abantu bevumizo nozabo uzothuke ngabe sebayahamba emhlabeni.
I was amazed these days. Our people have been confessing their sin and it's as if they think they're going to pass away any time. And they're coming and they're confessing their sin in that manner.
Ngoba uma isefikile lithi iBhayibheli uyokusiqondisa ngesono.
Because the Bible says when the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict us of our sin.
Ngabe wena uyaqondisa yini?
Is he convicting you?
Iculo lethu hlele zonweni kuze kube nini na uhleli kuzizona.
And the song says, for how long, will you continue remaining in your sin?
Uyambona yini nawe uNkulunkulu esebenza empilweni yakho na?
Are you seeing God working in your life?
Awezwa lamaphimbo mhlawumbe uhleli nje unamaphimbo akhulumayo masekolalwa khona amaphimbo wazwayo noma usebenza khona amaphimbo ozwayo.
Maybe as you go to bed you hear voices, maybe even as you're sitting here in the service there are voices speaking to you, maybe if you're at work you hear voices.
Athi umunye mangithi ngifunda nje iBhayibheli khona izinto ezikhulumayo endlebeni zami.
Somebody said even if I just open the Bible I hear these voices speaking in my ears.
Manje nginenkinga mangi ngafika enkonzweni ngiyalala.
And the person says, you know, if I get to the service, I immediately become drowsy.
Yonke lezo zinto okuhlushu uma ngekhona ugula imoya emibi esafanele uyikhulekene.
Now, if you're not medically ill, then the cause of that may be evil spirits.
Ngangihlushwa imoya emibi nami ngilala enkonzweni ngangize ngiyincinze. Iyincinze ukuthi kuphele lo buthongo.
I was once troubled by that, where I would become drowsy in the service, and then I'd even pinch myself to try and stay awake.
Kodwa kwasiza ukuthi ngikhiphe impande yesono.
But it helped me to get rid of the root of that sin.
Uyabona mangabe ungakakhululeki ezonweni usabuyela kuzona izono, awukhiphe impande yesono.
So if you've not yet been delivered from your sin, then get rid of the root of that sin.
Uzobuza ubumnandi bokusuka bomthwalo wezono obusa empilweni yakho.
And you'll experience the wonder of that burden of sin rolling away from you.
Musa kwasho umfundisi tekeni ukuthi musa uyovuma izono zakho kumyeni wakho noma inkosikazi yakho.
Now don't go now, Reverend Stegen often would say, and go and confess your sin to your husband or your wife.
Ngeke ukwazi ukunqoba isono.
And that way you won't overcome sin.
Can we pray, please?
Shall we pray? As kuleke.
Nkulunkulu wethu sesizwile ukuthi isandla sakho asifinyeziwe kube singasindisi.
Lord, we have now heard that your hand isn't shortened that it cannot save.
Bonile Nkulunkulu nala kwasiza abantu yelulela ingalo yakho baningi abasizakalayo.
And Lord, as you've stretched forth your hand here on the mission, we've seen how many have been saved.
Abaningi bahamba sebesizakele.
Many leave having been helped.
Noma sihambe emagantsheni sithola lo mbiko abantu bayasizakala.
And Lord, even at the branches where we visit, we hear that same report.
Umuntu nje evumiza nozakhe isandla sakhe uselule.
When a person confesses his sin, you stretch forth your hand.
Uma abantu bekholelwa ukuthi mangivume izono zami uzongithethelela uNkulunkulu.
If a person truly believes that when they confess their sin that you forgive.
Siyezwa uNkulunkulu ukuthi noma zibomvu khephu noma ubele bende bezulu kodwa nje ukuthethelelwa zibe njengoboya bezimvu.
Lord, you've heard even our sins be as red as scarlet or crimson.
Siyabonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi noma sivuma wena uyakhohlwa ziba segazini lakho.
But you will wash us and it will be whiter than snow. Thank you that when you forgive our sin, you even forget that sin.
Nayeke lo muntu noma labo bantu abasagcileziwe imoya emibi kwangathi bangeze ekhanyeni bekwazi ukusizakala noma ngama cellphone noma ngeithombe enqunu.
And Lord, those who are troubled by evil spirits, no matter what kind it may be, whether it be their cell phone or pornography, whatever it may they come to the light that they may be delivered.
Wasidalela lokho ukuthi ngenkosi uJesu sikwazi ukusizakala sihlanzwe ngegazi lakho.
For Lord, that is why you sent the Lord Jesus to us, that through him we may be saved, through his blood we may be washed.
Amen.
Amen.